Hey Fresh Capital listeners, a bit of a change this week. Albert's left the country, so while I'm on my own, I thought I'd bring back another addition to our Simple Sprouts series. The series where we pick an investing or business concept and explain it in a refreshingly simple way. The challenge? To do it in 5 minutes or less. Today I'm talking about Elon Musk's acquisition of Twitter. Let's get started. Earlier this year, Elon notoriously offered $44 billion to buy Twitter and then tried to walk away when tech prices dived. This meant he was paying well above market value with his offer. Ultimately, Elon couldn't walk away and he was forced to honor his deal. The consequences of this are critical to the future of Twitter, because Elon's financing for the takeover includes $13 billion of bank debt that will sit on Twitter's balance sheet. That debt will need to be paid for, and in its most recent results, Twitter generated negative free cash flow, meaning they're spending more cash to run the business than they're bringing in, of nearly $124 million. This is the fundamental point that is driving Elon's decision-making and focus. In a nutshell, Twitter has to do better financially, and that means two things: cut costs and increase revenue. Let's start with increasing revenue. Musk has indicated he wants to quintuple Twitter's annual revenue to $26 billion by 2028. Advertising accounts for 90% of Twitter's revenue, and Musk has raised a number of suggestions to generate turnover by other means. Musk tweeted to his more than 100 million followers that Twitter was an accelerant to creating X, the everything app, a reference to China's WeChat, which if he could create in America would be huge. Changes thrown around include increasing the popularity of Twitter's premium subscription service by making it ad-free, growing Twitter's payment business, charging a fee for commercial and government users, and finding new ways to make money out of tweets that contain important information or go viral. The most noteworthy example of this drive for new revenue is Twitter's implementation of its $8 a month Twitter Blue subscription, which among other things gives any user access to the much sought after blue verification tick. But the revenue generation side of the ledger can't be viewed in isolation. While Twitter is trying to raise revenue, it's also cutting costs, and these two forces can and will work against each other. Once the takeover was successful, Elon walked into Twitter's office with a kitchen sink and fired half the workforce. Yep, about 3,700 jobs across the engineering and machine learning, content moderation, sales, and advertising department, all gone. It's a fairly simple observation that many commentators have made, but launching new features and products at the same time your institutional knowledge, software engineers, and staff are walking out the door, that's pretty tough. Aside from the difficulties implementing features in such conditions, Twitter is also facing a backlash from its current customers who are uncertain about the changes. Several companies like General Motors, Pfizer, and Balenciaga are no longer advertising through the app. This is seen to be a direct response to the changes Elon has pushed through on Twitter relating to content moderation and free speech. This again demonstrates the trickiness of Elon's task. He's trying to serve two masters. On one hand, raising new revenue streams through a reinvigorated and freer social media platform for regular users, while maintaining his base of advertisers who form 90% of Twitter's revenue. The challenge is to grow one without sacrificing the other. So, what is the likely endgame? Let's look at best case and worst case. Worst case is pretty simple: bankruptcy. If many sponsors pause or pull back on their expenditure, that move quickly could doom Twitter. The loss of substantial revenue would make it difficult to maintain basic services or update the platform. According to press reports, Twitter requires more than $1 billion a year just to maintain its debt service, and anything that endangers loan repayments or workforce security is going to endanger the business. Equally, however, Musk's bumpy start does not guarantee failure. Many companies have endured rough times and managed to innovate, develop new services, and thrive over the long run. The key pathway for this future of Twitter is if it succeeds in cutting costs and reducing staff while launching new products that generate both usage and attract advertisers. And that's it. Now you're all caught up on everything that is happening at Twitter. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next week.
That's this week's Simple Sprouts episode. Send us an email if there's a concept you want explained simply. Look in our show notes and leave a review. Thanks again, and we'll see you on Sunday for our weekly company breakdown.